Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to Quipscope. It's a show where we talk about a brand new game or a game that's coming out, maybe a game that's not even come out yet. My name's Ashton.
And my name's James.
Hey, James.
Perfect.
How
perfect
are you this morning?
I am good. A little bit croaky. How are you?
I'm okay. But what have you been playing this weekend?
What me been playing? Been playing a bit of Triangle Strategy.
Oh, yeah.
What? Best name. The best title. I feel like they came up with a working title and then they forgot to replace it.
Yeah, but it's a bit of a weird one. Mm. I kind of thought, like, someone mentioned the other day and I kind of hadn't put two and two together that was the game that they were talking about. I thought they were just being like, oh, the Triangle Strategy, that's when there's lots of games that are coming out and you need to play all of them at the same time. And then I realized no, it's not
just Charlie with the whiteboard meme. Okay, this is how we're gonna tackle February/March.
Yeah, exactly. So you've torn yourself away from Elden Ring for a couple of hours to give Triangle Strategy a go. What do you think? Is it because it's a is it turn-based?
So
RPG?
So basically, it's a turn-based tactical RPG. It's very big Fire Emblem sort of vibes, but in terms of like aesthetics and stuff, very reminiscent of like Octopath Traveler and sort of retro, like HD 2D.
Yeah,
I think it's the term that they try and use there.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's certainly interesting, but it didn't grab me that much, and I'll tell you why in a little bit. But basically, it's very heavy on story as well,
right?
And that's part of the reason. But it's as I say, quite similar to like Fire Emblem, in that the actual combat, or you know, XCOM, Banner Saga, anything with like grids and you got to move them around on different squares. The actual different, like it's easiest just to like compare it to Fire Emblem, I guess, and say like the things that it's slightly different from that. So there isn't any permadeath, but you do have like a lot of different characters. You sort of like taking turns to just attack the enemy, sort of positioning. And positioning is like quite an important thing with that sort of gameplay as well. So they've made a big deal of like making a choice, say, after you make a turn to actually position, like show which of the four sides like you want your character to face, because they can get backstabbed. And if there's like flanking as well, like either side, then that causes more damage. So it's that, as well as like a lot of different abilities with different characters, really mixes stuff up. As I say, the game looks quite nice in that sort of old school, sort of like retro throwback thing.
Yeah.
I almost kind of missed the Fire Emblem aspect of, because in Fire Emblem you'd have the clashes and there's like a big fancy show of like the fight between the two units. Mm. And I was like, I just realised halfway through, I'm like, oh yeah, it doesn't really do that, does it? But I guess that's kind of the point of the aspect.
Yeah. So what is the story of it? If you've figured it out from now.
Yeah, so this is the thing. It feels like a very long burn game. So before I like put any criticisms in, because it has sort of reviewed quite highly, and I think it's one of those where you're going to need quite a lot of patience to really get into it.
Yeah.
But basically, the story for the first, I played maybe like 4 hours or so, and it didn't really hook me in that much. And the reason is I only played two battles. It took me between the first battle and the second battle. I wanted to get like a bit more footage of that and at least get beyond the tutorial bit. Mm-hmm. Took close to 2 hours, and between that was just story. So the story itself, to answer your question, so basically it's quite a fantasy, like world politics sort of fair. You've got three nations, obviously it's triangle strategy, you know. Of course, they've got to have free. but yeah, you've got Glenbrook, like the Kingdom of Glenbrook.
Okay.
Which is where your character's from. Aesfrost? Aesfrost.
Aesfrost, okay.
You've got
cool.
to watch out for that. Yeah. Apologies for the pronunciation there. So yeah, that's all up north, as you can imagine. And Hyzant, which is kind of portrayed as maybe they're the bad guys, but I feel like it's going to be a bit more nuanced than that.
Right, yeah.
And basically, it's sort of 30 years on from like a big conflict over salt. People fight over salt. It's definitely, you know, one for the gamers, the hashtag gamers.
Yeah.
Salt being thrown everywhere. But yeah, it's 30 years after that, it's like an uneasy peace, and then tensions have been slowly rising. But the pacing of it is very slow, and it's very sort of, right, here's a bunch of like history and world building stuff dumped all at once. And a lot of different characters introduced as well. So I should say you play as Sarah Noah of House Wolfort. So it's, yeah, like one of the higher-ups, like probably the highest house in that sort of kingdom, apart from like the royal family itself. You've got like an arranged marriage with somebody from Aesfrost. I'm going to keep calling it Aesfrost.
Yeah,
that's the canon way of saying it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it sort of moves on from there, really, so.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's certainly something to sort of dig into, but I feel like they didn't have much of a hook at the start because I thought the main character's boring. Like the main two characters, like your arranged marriage, like your fiance, as it were, like bride to be, is quite dull as well. Although she's at the start, at least,
yeah,
you know, caveats there. It's implied that she is part of a, and I forget what it was called, like a race of people with naturally pink hair.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, at least, you know, justifying that classic anime thing for once. that sort of only just implied at the minute that, oh, maybe some ancestors and some bad stuff. But apart from that, not much going on.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So, in terms of like the actual fights themselves, how do they play out? Do they play out like, is it still enjoyable to do the battles, or is that kind of bogged down by the story a bit? Or?
Well, I'd say, yeah, it's brilliant when you actually get to one. Like, it's quite fun. Like, it's fairly standard if anybody's played something like that before. So it's like you have like a move and you have an action, which would be either like attack or use an item. And in terms of like the order, it's not just all of your turn and then all of the enemy's turn. Mm. It's sort of mixed in depending on, so kind of like your typical sort of like RPG thing of, what's the word? Initiative, there you go.
Right, okay.
So like initiative, speed, whatever the stat is governing that. But yeah, your order is all sort of mixed up. So you could have like two of your units and then you see like two of the enemy's units. And some of the abilities are actually quite interesting as well. So like your main character can he has like one of his abilities is to delay the enemy's turn, like whoever he hits, so that can just push them further down in the queue.
Right, okay, yeah,
essentially. And that sort of helps in your line of thinking as well. But yeah, again, like it's sort of very early days in terms of the battles themselves, but from what I could tell so far, yeah, pretty interesting. You've got upgrades as well. I should say there's three, like there's like a third part of this. Of course, it comes in threes.
Yeah, of
obviously.
Triangles.
Yeah, a third part like to the whole sort of gameplay loop. In that, like you've got the combat, you've got the story, you've got like a little bit of exploration. So like a typical, you know, 16-bit like RPG exploration. Although you can like move the camera around, it does look very fancy as well, doing that sort of thing. But you can sort of explore around certain areas, but only when it sort of pertains to the story, only when the story tells you to.
Yeah.
And you can pick up like little hints and things that will pop up later on, no doubt. You also have an armory that you can upgrade your like weapons and whatnot, so yeah, fairly standard stuff for that.
So will you play again?
I mean, I do want to give it a bit more benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
Like I'm saying, it really has done no, like it's not done itself any favors with it being like the first few hours being quite ponderous, and then right, you've got to learn all these names and all this sort of. Like usually I don't mind that sort of stuff if there's something else driving it as well. If so, for example, like, you know, like stuff like Mass Effect where you have the agency to go and find that stuff out on your own, not the fact that you're playing through what essentially feels like a graphic novel half the time. But I do want to give it a go. It seems fairly interesting. I just remembered as well, so in terms of the story, that's something that has actually been like quite praised in other reviews as well. So while it's a slow start, it might be worth sort of sticking with that. You also have choices again in freeze. You have like dialogue choices that pop up fairly regularly that will apparently dictate who, like what sort of characters you can recruit, different story beats, that sort of thing. So I'm guessing there will be like quite some replayability there, which is nice.
But fair.
Yeah, just get through that early slot. Yes.
Ooh. Well, triangle strategy, more like try and get through the story.
Nice. Nice.
It wasn't my best one.
No, that sounds good. That's good. Yeah.
Do you have one, James?
I fought one last night, but triangle strategy, more like obtuse story.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good.
Also,
like
I just fought another one, like a triangle strategy, more like Square Enix business strategy.
Good. Cool.
Well, yeah, End on the strongest.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. If you want to watch the footage that James captured, if you're listening on the podcast feed, head over to the YouTube channel to see the game itself.
Yes.
And in the meantime, we'll see you on Thursday for the podcast.
Stay ass frosty.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.